One of Garfield County's main concerns is that Colorado officials didn't get consumer input when they were coming up with premium prices. Alan Weil is closely watching how states put Obamacare in place, and he says the Division of Insurance didn't have to get feedback. But the Colorado Health Exchange, known as Connect for Health, did have lots and lots of meetings with stakeholders to get their feedback. So we were curious if that could have an effect on premium prices.
When my organization, which works with states around the country, had a webinar about gaining public input, we included Colorado as an exemplar state. But it is true that that input was focused on exchange issues and exchange operations. The more technical insurance regulation of the Affordable Care Act, which were always planned to be implemented and enforced by the Division of Insurance, would not have been the focus of the exchange's public input, nor would you have expected it to be.
So all that feedback wouldn't have had an effect on premium prices.
Right. And also, at some risk, I will say I think the issue of fairness is a hard one in this context, because when you buy insurance, you're paying for the expected cost of something that you hope won't happen, namely you get sick or you get into a car accident or your house burns down. Part of insurance is pooling together people with some commonality in what their likely expenses are. So if healthcare costs are higher in the resort areas, one way of saying it is your insurance costs should be tied to what the underlying healthcare costs are, and therefore you should pay more. The other way of saying it is it's not our fault, and the wages for a lot of people here barely are enough to live on, and so that should be more of a common expense. There's no one way to answer that question.
Several procedures are actually cheaper in the Roaring Fork Valley compared to the Front Range, but the state said it looked at other factors too and still came up with higher premium prices.
There are really two stories here, and I am hopeful that you're looking at the second story as well as the first. So the first story is, yes, you have these rating regions that cause the insurance prices to be higher for folks in your part of the state. The argument made by the insurance carriers is, well, we're paying more, our prices are higher for care up here. And I think the second story that's worth examination is, why exactly is that? Why is healthcare so much more expensive in the resort areas than in the rest of the state? Now, you could come up with the arguments. You could say living costs are high and so we have to pay more. It's remote. It may have something to do with the fact that a lot of people can pay those prices without complaint. And so it's easy to get away with higher prices, but that doesn't mean it's inherent.
Alan, thanks for talking with us.
You're very welcome.